want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, the 10th day of December 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. And we have four guests today, but we're also going to have time for your calls. Elaine Donnelly will be joining us from the Center for Military Readiness about Bush. He wants women in frontline combat, and he wants it now. Of course, Bill Clinton tried this, and he was universally decried. Bush does it, and literally, I've heard the neocons saying, you're not a conservative if you're not for it. If you're not for open borders, if you're not for satellite tracker boxes in your car taxing you, if you're not for national ID cards, if you're not for a doubling in the growth rate of government, you are a liberal, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're against women in frontline combat. I am a commie, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just admit it. So Elaine Donnelly will be joining us to talk about this. Then, that's just for 30 minutes, coming up in about 30 minutes. Then, for the next half of the next hour, we're going to have Dr. Tenet on. He's the guy, the doctor, arrested for complaining too much. The Homeland Security even told the Quad City Times he didn't threaten anybody, but complaining too much is an act of terrorism. And they're charging him and then hitting him hard and trying to make sure he spends time under the jail for calling too much. And then Vicki Karp joins us. They're going to have a big march in downtown Austin this weekend, and I've been asked to speak at the Capitol there at the rally, and I'll be pleased to do that on Sunday at high noon. But Vicki Karp will be joining us to talk about some of the election fraud that's been chronicled in the November 2nd election. And then in the third hour, Bev Harris, one of the grand poobahs, one of the big experts nationally on electronic voting fraud and just the scams that have proliferated across our nation, she'll be joining us as well. So the second half of the broadcast, almost exclusively on election fraud, though I'll intersperse other key news items throughout that section of the transmission. When we get back, though, I want to get into Iraq and the economy and the dollar, and I want to get into the new Patriot Act that's passed to take care of you and your family, large sections of it, according to Ron Paul, who joined us yesterday, and, of course, the national ID card. And I'll be on Pastor Butch Posh broadcast tonight from 8 to 9 Central, exclusively talking about the ID card if you want the full history of it and what it means. Here on this same network, the GCN network that I am on. Also, we will be getting into, well, those troops getting up and asking Rumsfeld pointed questions. And I wasn't going to cover this yesterday until they said, oh, a reporter planted the questions, and so now the questions aren't pertinent. You see, embedded reporters aren't allowed to ask questions, and other reporters aren't allowed into these press conferences, so they're staged. And so to get around it, and he got some of the troops to ask questions, they wouldn't have asked the questions if they weren't concerned. The questions are still valid, but that's the double think. How dare them traitor troops want armor? They're liberals. The fat bellies in their easy chairs, say. This is how you support the troops. You don't give them armor and you let them take deadly vaccines. You force it on them and you let them breathe DU. And then if you're for the troops, you're against them. I'm learning the double think daily here. So we'll come back and plunge into all of this after these short messages. I want to talk about spin. Perhaps I can calm down a bit and go over just a few examples of spin, the more subtle, crafty forms of spin, so you can be conscious of spin. We'll be right back with spin.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself, the reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's plunge straight into the news. And let's give some examples of spin. All right, spin. One of my friends, a documentary film producer, just got back from a week in Los Angeles, and a lot of people out there knew that he was associated with me, so they'd say, yeah, we're all for this anti-Arnold movement, but Alex Jones, he said he got this a lot, needs to get off the Nazi stuff and get off the steroid stuff and get off the sexual harassment stuff, and he needs to get on to other things, you know, this other stuff's old, and, well, we need to just focus on the other things that are bad about Schwarzenegger. You know, how he's involved with all the special interests and says he isn't, and we need to get and talk about that. And, well, you know, my advice to them is they need to go start their own websites and start their own organizations. But this is what's happened. And this is spin. On the, I don't know, 20 interviews I've done in California alone the last 3 weeks since we launched ArnoldExposed.com, every talk show host, even those that are for what we're doing, say, well, you know, we all heard this during the gubernatorial campaign, and it didn't hurt him then. And so why are you bringing it up now? That's the mantra in print media. Well, yes, we've heard these allegations before. We've already been over this. Well, the media said that a year ago when he was running for governor. It was, well, we've heard this for years, and people really don't care, and so let's not talk about it. And everybody says, okay, let's not talk about it. See, that's spin. It's let's just change the subject. Okay, people don't want to hear about this. Okay, I'll shut up. You see, that's an example of psychology in play there. Somebody saying, I don't care if Kirk Waldheim's a Nazi. I love him, and I'm going to go campaign for him in the middle of a huge firestorm. Or somebody who, you know, these aren't old allegations, which he hasn't denied, of just randomly grabbing on women. The Enron information. Most people don't even know about that. It's been in some mainstream papers that he was involved with Enron, but nobody, the media, again, won't quote you on that, won't discuss it. Out of a score of newspapers I've been interviewed by, they just won't mention Enron. They won't bring in the other serious issues. Now think about anybody else. You know, they said, well, forget it if he says he doesn't care if somebody's a Nazi and likes him and wants to be a dictator. Let's just move on. They tell you it's a non-issue, you know, like Bill Clinton would say, so what? Move on. Big deal. Nobody cares. Forget about the communist Chinese that I sold us out to. And George Bush said, let's move on. Forget about it. It's an old chapter. Let's not deal with it. That'd be like if somebody robbed a bank and 5 years later the cops bust them and find the marked bills in their basement and the guy says, hey, it was 5 years ago. Let's move on. The cops went, okay, sure, let's move on. Man, you really made a good point there. I'm a little bit out of control here putting you in handcuffs. So this is what they do. And they do it over and over again. Now, there's other forms of spin. You know, that's where they set the agenda and tell you what can be in the debate. And no, we have to make that the debate. We have to push it to the fore. We have to demand that it be discussed. It's very pertinent, all of it. But see, even people who think they're against somebody or something, they still pick up, though, the propaganda and then parrot it. And they get frustrated. You know, the reason he won the governorship is because people like you focused on stuff like that. No, it's because you didn't focus on it enough, and you bought into the propaganda at the time. Look at yourself in the mirror if you're upset. You know, here's another example of spin. They will tell new candidates for city council or county commissioner or state agriculture department or governor, they'll tell you, don't be negative, be nice, be friendly, be middle of the road, don't bring up hot-button issues. But then you watch all the candidates that win, the establishment candidates, they run attack ads, they're vicious, they bring up inflammatory issues, because that's how you win. But all the while telling you, lay down, don't be mean, that doesn't work. And you've got all these Monday morning quarterbacks and backseat drivers out there who know nothing about politics but heard something on TV about how you're supposed to be nice. And they go, oh, Alex, don't be so aggressive about, you know, the Second Amendment or about the open borders or about just be more reasonable. And you know, they tell people I've known who've been candidates who've lost races, and I those that listen to good advice and are vicious win elections if you don't have the electronic voting machines in place, but those that listen to the establishment are just real milquetoast and don't stand out of the crowd and don't affect people and no one remembers them and they lose. Again, spin. You bought the propaganda of your enemies telling you what the debate is and how to behave and how to act. And they do this over and 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 over again. It's like the NRA comes and says, you know, we've got to be reasonable and compromise to win these gun cases. And then you catch the NRA arguing in D.C. in cases, oh, we're for registering all guns, and then they lose the case. Or you catch them in Illinois and Texas trying to, you know, go against Vermont-style concealed carries. And you buy the spin and you incrementally lose your Second Amendment. Well, the same thing goes for distractions or bait and switch. It's what the magician does. Look at my lovely assistant while I do the sleight of hand right in front of you. The troops have been complaining en masse about how most of their Humvees are basically tinfoil. And they drive around getting killed on a routine basis because of it. And then the embedded reporters, who aren't embedded very long if they ever run a critical article, aren't allowed to ask questions of Lord Rumsfeld 2 days ago when he was in Kuwait, there in Kuwait City, and the troops come in, and a bunch of the troops asked their own questions and hadn't talked to the reporter, but a couple of them had, and the reporter said to him, "What's important to you?" And they go, "Well, not having armor." And he said, "Well, be bold, you know. Ask the question." And so they go up and ask the question, and Rumsfeld babbles about, and you know, we go to war with the army we've got, not with the army we want. Folks, they could have had all this set up. They had this war plan years ago, their own documents, but they'd rather have all the money go to Halliburton and others. Or for, you know, B-2 bombers, not for armor. And so these are, you know, the troops wouldn't get up and imperil. These were officers getting up and imperil their careers and do all this, you know, just because some reporter told them something. You know, they're so weak-minded that the reporter told them this and put them under mind control. This evil communist reporter, as, you know, Rush and others have implied. And then under mind control, they went up there and asked these questions. And see, the debate, regardless of where the questions came from, would be, why aren't their vehicles armored? Or why are they getting bad food and bad water? But see, instead now the whole debate is, oh, this wasn't the troops, it was the reporter. You see, that's spin. And so people that don't want to face up to this, they can just have this psychological excuse to divert off into something else. See, good propaganda, good programming plays to your own rationales, plays to your own denial, plays to your own defense mechanisms. And so it's always there making excuses for you not to face up to what's happening. Always, it's a dissociative disorder, is what it is. People disassociate. That is, when you give somebody a real issue, they will divert off of it, deny it. They will automatically distract themselves. Their eyes will glaze over. This is what you see with spectators, with a nation of spectators. Here's another example of spin. And I predicted this spin. Because everything is the Arabs. I mean, if a cloud comes over your city and rains on you, it's the Arabs. And again, folks, I'm not defending the butcherous, larcenous governments over the Arabs put in by our own government. I'm not defending the anti-Christian stance of a lot of Muslims and the Muslim countries. I'm just stating the facts of then our own propaganda. That's another thing of spin. It's either good or bad, or they're good, we're bad, we're bad, they're good. No, no, no. You have to look at it across the full spectrum of data. But I predicted, I said, when the dollar really starts tanking, and people finally figure out what it means to have a weak dollar, it will be blamed on the Arabs. Oh, those dirty Arabs did it by dumping the dollar and investing in euros. Well, the Arabs are a small portion of the Chinese and the Japanese and the British and the Dutch and the French and the Germans, all of them. They own the majority of our dollars, not the Arabs. And they started the dumping, and our own government said, yes, good dump. We want the dollar to go down. But I predicted, I said, you watch, when people finally get stung by this, there'll be a bunch of articles about how the Arabs are doing. And yes, indeed, they're now all over the news. Because they can't have you blame your own government. And they know you won't remember Bush 2 years ago saying he wanted a weak dollar. And then last month not propping it up. So you'll feel good even as you lose everything you got, because it'll be the Arabs and you look at Bush and love him. See, that's spin, folks. We'll be right back.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
And of course, we don't just have double think and spin. There's many other forms of propaganda. But double think, here's an example of double think. Bill Clinton is evil. He wants to put women in frontline combat. Well, Bill Clinton wanted to carry out the global plan. And it hasn't changed. Bush is in, and now he's actually starting to put women in frontline combat at levels much higher than what Lord Clinton tried. And if you speak out against it, you are an evil liberal. See, that's double think. Bush wants the assault weapons ban, and people go, well, I guess it might be needed. But if Bill Clinton was doing it, you'd be frothing and freaking out and losing sleep and marching and demonstrating. See, that's double think right there. I'll give you another example of double think. People who work for the government a lot of times are more bigger defenders of it because they think they're part of the power system. But that same government puts fluoride in all our water, whether you're a cop or a bureaucrat or a doctor or an auto mechanic. By the way, even more statistics coming out of Europe in cities that have had fluoridation for more than a decade. They then are able to test the IQ scores. You get a 10%+ drop in IQ in areas that have fluoridated water. I have a bunch of mainstream studies on this. But again, you've been drinking the fluoride, so why would you want to stop? Why would you want to listen to me? I mean, the government told you mercury was good for you, too. So it must be good. The government is now saying extremists are lying about mercury. And they're lying to you because it's really nutritious. And we're bad because we lied to you. Why don't you just believe them? You know, they've only lied to you thousands of times where they've been caught. It's okay. Robert in Denver, then John, Steve, Bob, Ernie, and others. Rob, Robert, go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Alexander. How are you?
Good, I'm all right.
Good, good. Just a couple things.
You know, my mama doesn't even call me Alexander. But you're welcome to if you want.
How about Alexander Emmerich Jones?
Yeah, I only got called Alexander when I was in trouble.
Well, you're not trouble me, man. God bless you. You're the man. I look.
The reason I occasionally say my full name is there's a bunch of different Alex Joneses.
Oh, okay.
And I'm tired of people calling me up going, "You work for the New York Times and NPR."
I hear you. No, the only way I know that is because I think I was watching one of your first movies. I forget the name of it. The one where you went across the country to California and Arizona up to Montana. You were talking about the government taking over parks. Anyway,
yeah.
There's a scene in there where you said Alexander Emmerich Jones. That's how I know that. Anyway. do you remember a couple of months you had a video posted on, I think it was PrisonPlanet.tv, showing Bush at a news conference where he was saying, "Give me a second, it will pop in my head." You remember that?
Yeah, we've got that audio clip somewhere in the computer.
Yeah, I was trying to find it last night, man. That is so hilarious. Is there any way you can either repost that somewhere or just... I tried to do a search for it on JonesReport.com, but I couldn't find it. Maybe it's there. I just didn't see it, but I just got to have that video again. It's hilarious.
Well, you want to do a search at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Oh, okay.
And Bush literally sat there going, "Hold on, it's going to pop in my head. Hold on."
Yeah,
this is a scripted news conference. You should have given this to me beforehand.
Yeah, exactly. Give it that.
And then the transcripts, had "This is scripted" taken out.
Yeah, hilarious. I'll have to do a search again then. I understand or read somewhere that here in Denver, or just over in Aurora, which is a suburb of me, Buckley Air Force Base has a lot of black ops operations going on out there. Do you know anything about that?
I know Colorado is a major center of covert operations. So is Texas.
Really?
So is Florida, yeah.
Well, now that you mention it, I do see a lot of helicopters flying around sometimes. So maybe
Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, most of them are just regular military out doing stuff. But if you hear one that's almost silent and black, that's part of our FEMA forces.
I'm with you. One last thing, Alex. Last week when you had Mr. Trinidou on, and which was an excellent interview, by the way. I enjoyed listening to it. Those autopsy pictures were extremely gruesome. While you were talking about the bombing situation, you mentioned, well, I've never even thought about, who I thought was a good guy, maybe I'm wrong, Stephen Jones, the attorney for McVeigh. You said something about $17 million?
Yeah, that's what he got from the government for the defense.
So what was his role in this? Was he just a puppet going along? Was he not really trying to bring the truth out?
I don't know. He didn't ask for the 12 surveillance cameras that the police had said showed Arabs with Mr. McVeigh. Why didn't his lawyer ask for that?
Oh. So he was just basically playing along then. He had no desire to really bring the truth out.
Well, just look at the case and make up your own mind. Thanks for the call, Robert. We got a guest coming up. She'll only be on with us for about 15 minutes. Then we'll go to John and Steve and Bob and Ernie and everybody else. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, VirginUtah.com. Why so many? So much information.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
And the world is being turned into a police state. And the threat of terrorism is being used as the pretext to do it. Meanwhile, nothing's really being done about real terror threats. That's why I have the website prisonplanet.tv, because we're fighting this planet being turned into a prison planet under tyranny. At prisonplanet.tv, you can watch all 11 of my full-length feature documentary films in high bandwidth or low bandwidth streams, or download them and share them. You can read my 224-page book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror. And you can also watch my weekly TV reports, all my best radio interviews, and, of course, special text reports. If you get a year subscription, it's 15 cents a day. A monthly subscription is 19 cents a day. You can also give it as a gift. We have easy instructions on how to do that at prisonplanet.tv. Also, if you want a hard copy of any of the 11 films I've made or any of the other books and videos that I carry by other great authors and researchers, simply visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to the secure online shopping cart, and you can watch clips of the films, read about them, look at the different specials we're offering just through December 20th, and order there on the site. Don't procrastinate. You can order now and get it many days before Christmas via UPS and have time to give them as gifts. Give the gift of reality of unlocking minds. Toll-free number to order the videos or to call and ask about different specials is 1-888-253-3139. We're offering some of my films as low as $5.95 apiece. 1-888-253-3139. We're about to go to our guest, and she's Elaine Donnelly. We've interviewed before. She's the president of a great organization that deals with military preparedness, the Center for Military Readiness. And remember Bill Clinton? He wanted to put women in the military in frontline combat. Well, that hasn't stopped with George Bush and conservatives. Kind of a no-no to talk about it when Bush is for the assault weapons ban or for open borders or the size of government growth rate doubles or when he funds UN operations and signs on to UNESCO. Well, we're not about Republican or Democrat here. We're about liberty. We look at people. Are they for liberty or against liberty? And we're basically here to tell you the entire government is overrun with big government pimps. And joining us is Elaine Donnelly to talk about the new big move, and it's all over the news, from the Associated Press to Newsmax, to put women in frontline combat so they, I guess, can have their heads chopped off and be raped and tortured. It's a horrible idea. And Elaine, good to have you on with us.
Hi, it's good to talk to you, too.
Just in a nutshell, it's made big news. They're really pushing. Headline, Pentagon wants women in combat. Tell us all about it.
Well, I'll tell you, this is far beyond what we've seen already. And let me say at the outset, I do support women in the military, and we've certainly admired their courage and bravery in fighting in the war in Iraq. 30 women have been killed already, 27 in Iraq, 3 more in Afghanistan. We honor their memory. My problem is with the policymakers in the Pentagon.
Well, let me be clear. I understand. I'm saying we don't want women in frontline combat.
That's right. They're talking about putting women into frontline combat, as defined historically, as units that directly engage the enemy or co-locate with those that do. Now, you are probably aware that the Army is undergoing a process of transformation. They're going to smaller units. They're called brigade or combat brigades or units of action. They keep changing the name. But basically, it's an infantry and armor unit that is combined, and it has its own support company that's with it all the time. The plan is to put women into those forward support companies, regardless of the consequences. We're talking about primarily enlisted women, women who are not prepared for the demands of combat. These units had previously been all male. This is brand new that they're talking about. And it's starting with the 3rd Infantry that's about to be deployed from Fort Stewart, Georgia. It's been going on for months surreptitiously. We have countered each one of these plans as they have come up. One of them involved a slide presentation made at the Pentagon that said that, well, we have this plan, but it might be looked at as subterfuge. In other words, a stealth strategy, denying that anything has changed when it really has changed.
And they have slideshows, basically, how to lie to people. Ma'am, are you some kind of liberal being against women in frontline? Because that's liberal now. Being against women in frontline combat is evil and liberal.
Really? I hadn't heard that, because women have been pushing for this for a long time. But
yeah, I'm being sarcastic. I'm being totally sarcastic.
Yes, there are some generals, especially mid-level generals, who have daughters in the Army, and they seem to think that this is the way to honor and respect their daughter, and it's just the most ludicrous argument you could ever make.
Well, let me stop and explain why I was being sarcastic.
Uh-huh.
Everyone pulled their hair out, freaked out. It was the top issue for many months off and on for 4 years, 8 years really, of Bill Clinton in office when he was trying all this. And now this is actually happening,
mm-hmm.
and the conservative neocon mouthpieces won't talk about it.
Well, you know, people need to get in touch with the president. They should go to our website first and get all the details. It's at 3ws.cmrlink.org. Again, 3ws.cmrlink.org. And ask the president, why are you allowing the Army to do this? And Mr. Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Rumsfeld, why are you allowing the Army to do this? It is a violation of current Defense Department policy.
Well, let's go over this. The Russians have tried it. The Israelis have tried it. It doesn't work. Men behave differently when a woman gets their guts blown out next to them. And if a man does, women have higher infection rates in field when men are even having high rates of it. It destroys unit cohesion in a frontline combat situation. High levels of the women end up getting pregnant. It causes feuds and infighting. I mean, men have always marched off on hunting trips or on forays of raiding and warfare. This is our basic coding. This goes against it. Why does the government want to do this?
Well, as I said, there is no good reason for doing this other than the fact that some bureaucrats apparently didn't appoint, or rather recruit, enough male soldiers, they're saying. So we're going to send off a lot of young women and young mothers to fight our war instead. But the case against women in combat that was put together by the Presidential Commission on which I served has many different reasons, and I can boil down the physical issues. With
well, a woman can't sentence. Listen. I was I weigh 240 pounds, and I was in a scene in a movie that's coming out where the SWAT team takes me out, and these were former professional football players, and a couple of the scenes in like 10 takes, they had trouble picking me up and carrying me and throwing me in a SWAT vehicle.
Yeah.
Now these are big men. You know, we got a lot of big soldiers who weigh more than I do, and I'm sorry, 98% of women aren't going to be able to pick up a man.
Yes, well, I saw a live fire exercise at Fort Bragg when I was on the Presidential Commission, and I saw a male soldier hoist another one over his shoulder, fully loaded, weapons, ammunition, the whole thing, took him off the battlefield, just one soldier carrying another soldier. And I said, just out of curiosity, wouldn't you have a stretcher, two soldiers? And I asked the question just to find out what they would say. And I said, oh, no, when you're under fire, you get out of there as fast as you can and you take your buddy with you. Well, a woman is at a disadvantage, and the man that she would try to carry is probably not going to make it because she won't be able to accomplish that task. She doesn't have the physical capability to do it.
Well,
there's also a whole series of social issues, as you mentioned. People are attracted to each other. Personal relationships do interfere with unit cohesion. The bottom line is women don't have an equal opportunity to survive or to help fellow soldiers survive in a combat environment. But all of this is being thrown overboard because of some bureaucrats who didn't plan for enough male soldiers and some generals who have daughters in the Army. I'll tell you, it is really very frightening to see this issue treated as somehow less important because it involves women. And yet it's the people who say they're big advocates of women's rights who are treating it as a very, you know, kind of a cavalier, less important thing. I'll tell you, if you look at the materials on my website, again, www.cmrlink.org, you will see a serious national defense issue involving readiness, morale, discipline, all of these things. But the Army is ignoring this. The Secretary of Defense needs to intervene. The President needs to intervene.
Elaine, they do, but let me bring up something else here. This is really important for folks out there to understand. The Private Lynch case.
Yes.
They tried to use that as a propaganda piece until she came out and said it's a fable. It's not true. She didn't kill all these Iraqis. And I'm not trying to belittle her, but the truth is the truth.
Yes.
And they tried to use that as a case point example to push women in the military
front line. I admire Jessica Lynch for her courage in going public with what really happened. The Washington Post, I was very critical of them for spinning up a story that never happened, the G.I. Jane legend of Jessica Lynch.
But again, the Pentagon and the so-called liberal Washington Post working with Bush,
mm-hmm.
Why aren't conservatives screaming bloody murder over this?
Well, this story just came out yesterday, and it wasn't even on the front page of the Washington Times. Certainly there was an excellent commentary on National Review Online by McCubbin Owens. People need to seek that out. And I'll tell you, the Pentagon strategy is to hope that no one is noticing. Well, we've not only been noticing, my organization, we've been countering this for months. But now we're at a point where this division is about to deploy to Iraq late January, early February. Women are being supposedly trained to be in these forward support companies that co-locate with the combat units. Once that happens, I can tell you the Army is already declaring it a big success.
Basically,
and the unit hasn't even deployed yet.
Basically, yeah, that's propaganda for you. Basically, you're going to have women in areas like Fallujah in these bases, and the men are going to be so busy going after them and so busy, in the woodshed that when they come under attack, it's going to cause higher levels of casualties.
Well, any way you look at it, this is not going to help those combat units. It certainly is not fair to women in the military. Did you know that in a series of surveys done by the Army over a period of 10 years, every year, they asked the question of enlisted women and men, do you want to be treated exactly like the men in going into combat? 90% of the enlisted women are opposed, and it's been similar figures for, these 10 years, a whole decade. So what do? They just stopped asking the question.
Well, let me ask you another question.
Mm-hmm.
I've read that on ships and in bases, I mean, it's you know, enough of your privacy to give up to go into the latrine right next to men a foot away. But I can't imagine for the women and the men having to all be naked around each other, have to be in the bathrooms together. I mean, this is it's degrading, and they're even trying in some public schools to make people go into the same bathroom and in colleges. I mean, this is sickening social engineering.
Well, again, the military, it's a tough life as it is, and in support units we have some separation of men and women. But let's face it, in close combat, infantry armor doing what they were doing in Fallujah, privacy, I mean, what's that? It's the kind of a thing, everything is more intense in close combat.
But why do these social...
You don't make the job harder for those soldiers.
Why do these social engineers want to do this? I mean, I know you say they want more people, they want to be able to draft women and, you know, pull all of this in the future, but I mean, it just doesn't work. I mean, do they want to destroy the military?
Again, I think there are some people who have bought into this notion that men and women are interchangeable in all positions. That is a philosophy
so I can have babies
in the Clinton years, and many of the generals who are in positions of authority now pretty much had to implement that philosophy. That's why the Army went to co-ed basic training, knowing that it's less efficient, that it's less desirable for both men and women soldiers, and they've held on to it, even though they should have gotten rid of it a long time ago and had separate gender training like the Marines do.
But we all heard that this was the evil liberals, and then I want to point out mm-hmm. that it's Bush and Rumsfeld, and I want people to get that through their heads.
Well, Mr. Rumsfeld really hasn't spoken on this issue yet, and that's the problem. He needs to speak out. He needs to watch.
Well, he's clearly for it. He's clearly for it. He's in command.
Well, I don't know that yet. I have requested meetings with certain people to find out. As I say, we've managed to resist this for many months, but now they're still going ahead with it anyway. There have been briefings made to Congress, which are quoted and analyzed on my website, that show that the Army knows they are violating a law that requires prior notification to Congress. They are going ahead with this anyway. The object seems to be to declare the experiment a big success and then say to Congress, well, we have to do this, and now we want all the rules to be eliminated.
So what are they going to do when we get...
It's a mindset, and it's quite alarming.
Okay, so out of the 1,000-plus dead troops, 30 of them are women, what are they going to do as those numbers get higher and higher?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a tragedy when any of our soldiers die, but when you cause more soldiers to die because of poor planning, because of personnel policies that make no sense, that is indefensible. And yet these Pentagon bureaucrats, as I say, they seem to have bought into this gender-free military notion that was so big in the Clinton years. Somebody needs to give them a strong reality check. But somebody, the President, the Secretary of Defense, needs to intervene and say, what are you doing? You're not going to do this. And, oh, by the way, if the combat restrictions, all of them, are eliminated, first co-location, then all the restrictions, because you can't retain one over the other, then you're going to have to do the same thing with special forces, with the Marine Corps. And once that happens, then the ACLU goes back to court, and they say, well, why are women exempt from registration for the draft? That exemption has always been tied to the fact that women are not used in land combat.
But the new legislation, the Universal Service Act, actually has it in there to draft women. I want to thank you, Elaine Donnelly, for coming on with me while I was ranting and raving about this issue and giving us more information. The website is cmrlink.org, Center for Military Readiness, and thanks for the good work you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being on your show today.
Take care.
Bye.
There you go. Another example, whether it's open borders or gun control, regulation and all of it. George Bush, Al Clinton, and Clinton. And, you know, this cop-out of, well, Rumsfeld won't say or Bush won't say. It's like saying, well, they're going to put satellite boxes and tax you in the cars, but Schwarzenegger won't say if he's for it. It's just his new DMV head's doing it. You know, oh, it's not the great leader doing it. Yes, it is. So, see, you never really cared, neocon followers, about not having women in frontline combat. You just like to hate Bill Clinton. And then when Bush protected Bill Clinton with Pardongate, blocking that, you love that too. You hate America. You love abortion. You love evil. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Bob in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
I've been seeing a lot of the news about the United Nations, oil for food. trying to make Kofi Annan responsible. Or,
and again, that's the spin. Halliburton's involved. Dick Cheney's involved. They're all a bunch of crooks.
Right.
But they're putting the pressure on him to bring Bill Clinton in later.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking, because I analyze everything, read between the lines if I can, and I believe they're trying to poison the United Nations, and they're going to say, we're going to revamp this. We're going to improve it. And
oh, well, then your analysis is correct. They just came out with a revamp plan for the UN.
Something worse is going to come out of it. And I recall a map that I had that showed the world divided into seven districts, seven areas. And then I'm thinking about the Book of Revelation, where it states that the seven beasts with the ten horns. And it reminded me of this map I saw.
Well, it's actually 10 regions and 10 sub-regions per region. But, that's public. Stay there. We'll talk more about it, Bob. More calls on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Say, why do they want global government? Because the corporations are bigger than our governments now, and they want to be the governments. And so if they can control the World Trade Organization, the IMF, the World Bank, which are all these private organizations, and give themselves governmental power, they are our rulers. They can then write the laws to shut out any of their competition, to shut out a middle class from ever developing that will be independent of them. And that's what we're talking about. And it's happening right now in front of us, and the average American has no idea. Going back to Bob in Michigan. Bob, finishing up your points.
Yeah, they say this is a Christian nation, but you, when you look to see what's happening around us, you wonder. You have a million-man march on Washington, they get what they want. You have the gays marching, they get what they want. When they try to push the Koran and dress like Muslims in the schools, where's the parents?
Where's the ACLU in California when they have, two-week-long deals where they make them dress like Muslims and pray out of the Koran or learn how to worship Harry Potter? I mean, exactly. No, I mean, this is to break down what existed before.
But where's the Christian coalition? Where are these Christians?
They're telling you that the Patriot Act, that the Patriot Act is of the Lord, and then they're just mum when it comes to open borders and all the rest of it.
Right, I agree.
Good to hear from you,
okay.
Bob.
Okay.
Who's up next? Ernie in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ernie.
Yes, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Some positive notes. Here, sometimes we have to rearrange our brain, I think. It's true what you're saying. Like all the laws have been passed, and yours, too. There was Senator Byrd, and there was somebody else on the Republican side stood up against the bill, and they were quite elegant with their... not only that, after the vote, they had questions on C-SPAN, and like 8 out of 15 were talking about the open borders, shut the borders down, put troops on the borders, so it's a lot of positive stuff going on.
Well, yeah, but they have loyal opposition like Senator Byrd, you called eloquent, come up and then kind of put up a weak argument against it. And you're right, on C-SPAN, most of the callers are bringing up real issues. But, again, the establishment doesn't care what we want. They just go ahead with it and then get us off in some fake debate about liberal versus conservative.
Yeah, we're the people. And, you know, as more and more people wake up, we are the people.
Yeah, we don't have to go along with them saying we got to have a national ID card or, you've got to go along with a draft or, you've got to. No, we don't. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. It's un-American. If the government said we all had to jump off a cliff, we don't have to. Anything else, sir?
Final, I think we have to go back to, not that we don't, but put things in order. God says, glorify God first and rejoice in Him. Just say the Lord is made, and then things fall in order. And I have a hard time doing that. You get caught up with so much other stuff. We do our job. We have to praise Him first. He says the rest.
I hear you,
Thank
sir.
You. Take care.
Thanks for the call. A lot of people go to church on Sunday or on Saturday, and then the rest of the week, they think everything's A-okay. And their preacher doesn't want to bring up any issues that upset anybody. You want to do whatever is, you know, kind of milquetoast, middle of the road. And that's a big problem is that, and then some of the other churches, why, they're out saying Patriot Act's good, and you're a devil if you're against it. So that's where you got a lot of the deception going. All right, we got more guests and more calls coming up. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.